I'm now joined with Joanne Heshen, CEO of Lift Ireland, to talk about how the majority of people in Ireland believe that our politicians need to complete leadership training before taking up office. Good morning, Joanne. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Johnny. Nice to meet you.
And same here. First of all, Joanne, just for the sake of some of our listeners who may not know, tell us briefly a bit about Lift Ireland and its aim and purpose.
Yeah, so Lift Ireland is a national initiative to raise the level of leadership in the country. We started off in 2018 with 24 founding partners, organisations across media, sport, the arts, non-profits, all kinds of different organisations. And now, 3 years or 3.5 years on, we have over 20,000 people that are using the Lift process to become better leaders.
Oh, okay. And it's completely for a non-profit?
Yes, absolutely. We're completely non-profit. We're a social enterprise, and we have set ourselves a 10-year goal that in 10 years we will get 10% of the population of the country all raising and building and strengthening their leadership skills, whether you are a student in school, a teacher, somebody working in a private enterprise, or an entrepreneur, or somebody working in a not-for-profit, any kind of organisation, everybody is welcome to take part.
Okay. Have many politicians undertaken training with the organisation?
It's a good question. I do know that some have. At the councillor level, we were approached by a number of younger councillors that were really interested in Lift Ireland. Two in particular that I remember speaking to. I don't remember their names at the moment, but I remember speaking to, and they were very interested in Lift. Because look, Lift is all about strengthening who we are as leaders, our character. If you think about, Johnny, people you want to follow, anybody you want to follow in your life is a leader. So for politicians, it's particularly important to strengthen leadership skills. Yes, it's an important one. So we have had a few, but not many.
Okay. So according to a recent survey, it was found that over 90% of the public believe that politicians in Ireland should have to complete leadership training before actually taking up office. Would that be right?
Yes. So, Johnny, every January we publish the Lift Index, and the Lift Index is, we work with Coin Research to poll 1,000 members of the public on their attitudes towards leadership. And the public came back and they give their views on what areas we need to work on more to become better leaders in Ireland. And politics was one area that the Irish people have said that, yes, it's really important that people going into public life are strengthening who they are as leaders and thinking about it. Leadership is all about positive influence. So it's important that our politicians are looking at how they're leading and how they can become better leaders. We can all get better at it all the time.
So roughly how many members of the public were polled?
Over a thousand.
Okay.
Were polled.
And was it a nationwide survey or just for those living in Dublin?
Yes, a nationwide survey across all different sectors, across all age groups, across all different areas. So, a fully representative survey was taken place by Coin Research. It happens every year.
And as you mentioned earlier, it was about politicians, education, any other specific...
Yes, absolutely. So respondents rated health professionals as the sector at the moment that are demonstrating the best leadership in Irish society, followed closely by community organisations and charities, and then sports organisations and the education sector. Unfortunately, politicians did come out lower. They came out lowest in terms of demonstrating good leadership, with faith-based groups also faring pretty poorly.
Okay. And generally, what leadership traits are in need of development?
The 10 top areas that Irish people feel we need to really strengthen to lead better in our country, and that's whether you're leading in your home or in your school or in your radio station or in political life or in a company or at a board. The areas that we need to work on are honesty and integrity, accountability, respect, empathy and understanding, competence, positive attitude, listening, fairness, valuing other people, and kindness. So they are the areas that Ireland is calling for us to strengthen if we're to lead well. And if you think about it, Johnny, if you think of someone you know that you really admire as a leader, it's quite likely that they have very good listening skills, that every time you meet them, they make you feel like you're worth 100% of their attention. That's what a good listener is. That makes somebody have good leadership characteristics because you want to pay attention to them because they are showing you they value you by listening to you intently. Similarly, if somebody has a very negative attitude, that's not somebody you want to follow. So that doesn't make them a good leader, which is why having a positive attitude does make you a good leader. That makes sense?
Absolutely. It's like at a board meeting when the chairperson announces a few issues and then goes around everybody and says, well, what do you think of this? You know, involving everybody and listening to them rather than the spokesperson speaking all of the time. That would be very important as a leadership skill, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we think about what leadership is at its very essence, I mean, every single one of us leadership is a very active thing. Every single one of us is leading at different times. So, Johnny, you've got people around you that are paying attention to what you're saying, which means you're leading them. And sometimes you're leading them very well, and sometimes you're leading them not so well. And the more you listen to them, the better you are actually leading. And the more you have a positive attitude and the more you have honesty and integrity, that all builds trust with those people around you. They want to pay more attention to you. You've got more positive influence with them. And that's what gives rise to becoming a really good leader. They're character issues. And often we forget this, or we just don't realize what real leadership is. We think it's something much more highfalutin than that, but it's not.
Yes, absolutely. How does Ireland compare to other countries around the world in terms of leadership qualities?
So, again, from the LIFT Index that has been published, and anybody can have a look at it on the liftireland.ie website, Ireland comes out at about 12th. So we asked the Irish public to rate countries in terms of their leadership. So how has leadership been demonstrated in other countries? Now, considering things like people, politicians, businesses and institutions within those countries. So the top rated countries in order were New Zealand, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Germany. And then Ireland's leadership was rated 12th by respondents.
Okay.
So we didn't do as well. But we're ahead of Russia, China, Saudi Arabia and the UK.
Right, so we leave it there for today, Joanne, unless anything else you'd like to mention.
Listen, Johnny, everybody can strengthen their leadership skills and you can do it using the LIFT process. This is just an index that we have out that comes out every year to do a sense check on what areas Ireland feel are really important for us to improve our leadership. But everybody can strengthen their leadership. You just do it by taking on the LIFT process and you can hop onto a LIFT round table on our website, liftireland.ie. And by hopping onto a round table and doing one a week, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. That will help you to strengthen your leadership. So, Johnny, I look forward to seeing you on a LIFT round table soon.
Thank you very much. I will sure consider it. Thank you very much, Joanne, for joining us. Great talking with you, by the way. And all the very best. To take care.
Thanks a million, Johnny.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Joanne Heshen, CEO of LIFT Ireland, talking about the need for politicians in Ireland to complete leadership training before taking up office. That's according to general public opinion following a recent survey.